This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. We're blessed with talent here this morning, Anna Murphy.
Yes, we are.
I tell you what, if you cast your mind back to 2003, what major television event rings a bell?
Oh, it'd have to be Australian Idol.
Absolutely. And what happened on that show?
Well, our next guest was, unfortunately for him, the runner-up of that particular show, but we were blessed seeing him.
Yes, absolutely. And he went on to do massive, massive things. In fact, he's the only Australian male artist in Australian history to have 10 consecutive top 10 singles. That's amazing. He's had five top 10 albums. Five of them.
Five. I'm clearly speechless because I can't string a sentence together. Shannon Knoll.
Good morning.
Hey guys, how are you?
How are you?
Very well, thanks. Very well.
We're very good.
We've missed you on radio. Where have you been?
I've missed Ben on radio too. Yeah, I've been away for a little while, but doing a lot of touring and obviously writing this album over the last sort of 8 or 9 months.
Okay. Mm. Now, first of all, we've lost you from Melbourne to Sydney again. What
are you doing there?
Yeah. Well, everyone I work with is in Sydney, and I was looking at spending a lot of time up there this year with this album and all that sort of thing. So we sort of had a bit of a family meeting, and we decided that instead of me being up there and then being down here, we all head back together so we can sort of stay together, you know.
Well, that's fair enough. Lucky we didn't do anything to offend you.
No, definitely not.
How many years in total were you down here?
Two years.
For a Sydneyite, that's enough.
that's enough, isn't it?
We actually still own our property down here, so we're just renting up there and renting down here.
And
so,
who did they convince in the footy for you to barrack for? Did you get that the whole time you were here?
Yeah. No, I'm a Richard supporter.
Get out.
Oh, you poor thing.
Now, listen, look, we do a lot of research on Wikipedia like everyone else, but obviously your thing went for pages and pages and pages.
Oh,
it's been a huge, like, 11 years since Idol.
Yeah.
And just a massive sort of, like, I was looking through some of the stuff that you've been doing and you've done over those years. It's just incredible. Do you sort of look back to 2003, go, how did all that happen?
I know, mate. Yeah, it's been a wild ride, you know, and I can't believe it's 11 years, you know. It feels like I probably only remember about two, so. But it's been terrific, and you know, it's all because of the support from the fans, so without that, I wouldn't have had any of it. So
do you sort of look back now and go, because, well, I was also looking through some YouTube stuff of the Idol stuff that you were doing. Do you kind of look, wow, how much I've grown and developed since that point of time?
Oh, definitely. Mate, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I know more about my voice now than ever. And I'd like to think I'm singing better now than ever as well. So I think it takes a while
I've always thought you're Jimmy Barnes' love child. Like, seriously, it is one of those uniquely raspy sort of voices.
Yeah, it is, mate. Thanks for that. That's terrific. You know, could be. Jimmy
I think that's David Campbell, isn't it?
Yeah. Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, no, I like I sing really hard. I'm very passionate about my singing and sing with passion, I think. So it's great, you know?
Yeah.
Now, something that I learned about you, you've been missing maybe from our, you know, just for a little bit, but you're very busy. Yeah. What was the War of the Worlds? Tell us about War of the Worlds in England.
I got asked to play Pastor Nathaniel in the War of the Worlds, which was Phil Lynott's role.
Wow.
Whoever's still alive sort of thing, who was off the original musical version of War of the Worlds, still does it. Chris Haywood and the guy from the Moody Blues still do it.
Amazing experience.
Yeah, it was huge. And then I did it here in Australia, and then they asked me to go overseas and do a UK tour with them as well. And we did like two sold out O2 arenas and over two nights. It was amazing.
So are you going to maybe look at any more musical theatre type situations?
I definitely would, you know. I think it's just finding something that fits, and that really, that character was really great to play. And the way, obviously, Phil Lynott sings is probably, well, sang, was probably similar to I Sing.
I think I've got Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar. I'm putting it out there. Shannon, oh, there you go. Whoever's going to cast that next time.
Have you found that you've been offered over the years a lot of sort of TV acting roles, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I got offered a role in a movie a few years ago, and it was a really great concept, you know. It was called King of the Hill, and it was about a bloke who sort of came from the same similar background to me. And they raced in the 24-hour Bathurst race. But Brocky was supposed to be in it. And then we lost Brocky, and that's all the whole thing fell over. So it was really disappointing, because obviously to lose Brocky first and foremost. But it was a really great concept, and it would have been really fun to do, because I'm a bit of a petrol head as well. You know, it's
gonna come. Go figure, really?
Yeah, no, that would have been awesome.
Surprise.
Shannon Noel, will you hang around? We're going to go to a song, come back.
Yeah,
this is Shannon Noel on Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law on your Friday. We're very grateful for Shannon Noel to come into the studio this morning, because you know what? A lot of celebrities don't come in at this time of the morning for us. We do a lot of phone interviews, but you've made the effort to get out of bed, get down here.
Yeah, mate, you guys have been terrific for me, so it's been great, you know, no worries at all.
Now, listen, new music on the horizon. Obviously, you've recorded the... Is the whole album recorded now?
No, it's all done. It's written. I've got about 20 songs, so we're just going to go through it and hopefully, you know, release the album either later in the year with another single in the album or early next year.
So. Okay, so how does this album differ from past albums you've done? This is number 6, yeah?
Yeah. Wow. I think I've written with a lot of different people this time. I wrote a lot of stuff with John Hume from Evermore.
Okay.
He actually lives out my way, where I live down in Melbourne here. So it was great just to drive across to his house and put down
get
a song.
Get together,
you know?
Jam.
Yeah, and
but you've written in the past with a lot of people. Richie
Sambora.
That's the one. That's the one.
And I saw Benji Madden's name in there as well.
Yeah, I've actually got another song that I've written after the last album with Benji. So I love that song too.
Richard Marks as
well.
Wow, there's a name I haven't
heard.
Richard Marks.
Yeah.
This is heaven. This is name drop central. I love it.
So the new album is called...
We haven't got a name for the album yet.
We should throw it out to the Joyce's.
We'll have a competition.
Name the album.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. That's the hardest thing. You can sit down and come up with an idea for a song, but when it came down to naming an album, it's always the hardest part. I think it's because you're like so burnt out from all your ideas gone into all your songs over the last 6 or 8 months. So
we could call it Jimmy Barnes Love Child.
I think that works. That works. Well, listen, we're going to hear the new one now. This is called We Only Live Once.
Yep.
I heard this last night. It's really good, and it sounds very fresh.
We intentionally went for that. I think, you know, with the way the radio is these days, they don't play a lot of new rock or new pop rock sort of thing. So we sort of, and I started out probably in pop more than anything. So this is going back to the pop, even moving a little bit into the folk area. So
now there's a Mr. Universe chick in the film clip, isn't there? Named Renee.
She's hot. Yeah, she did
that
a
must
great
be
job.
Really hard for you to concentrate, Noel.
Yeah, we had to do a few takes at that part when she was in a knickers.
Of course we did. Yeah. Oh, I keep dropping my pen. Yeah,
and just happened to be a food fight.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I don't know who came up with that.
It's fantastic.
Genius. But
okay, well, let's hear it now. This is the first time. Okay. This is an exclusive, people. This is We Only Live Once. This is Shannon Noel on Joy 94.9.
1, 2, 3, 4. Time to walk across the sky, find what's on the other side. We can see without a light. So come and dream with me tonight. All we need is this love. We only live once. Skydive with no parachute, around 9 in the afternoon. Swimming in our birthday suits, dancing to a different tune. All we need is this love, we only live once. We only live once, so light it up. Burn like the sun, don't stop. Feel your heart beat to the drum. All we need is this love, we only live once. Let's hit the road without a clue. Here's some flowers are in bloom. Have our cake and eat it too. Doesn't that sound good to you? All we need is this love. We only live once. There's more than possibility. The real world is just make-believe. Trick hiding up someone's sleeve. So much for reality. All we need is this love. We only live once.
yeah. We only live once, so light it up. Burn like the sun. Don't stop, feel your heart beat to the drum. All we need is the love. We only live once. We only live once, so light it up. You got it made. We won't miss a thing. Don't be afraid. Walk across the sky, find what's on the other side. We can see without a light. So come on, dream with me tonight. All we got is this love. We only live once. We only live once. So light it up, burn like the sun. Don't stop, feel your heart beat to the drum. All we need is the love. We only live once. We only live once, so live it up. You got it made. We won't miss a thing. Don't be afraid. All we need is the love. We only live once. We only live
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there he is, Shannon. No.
Yes.
That is amazing. Awesome. Well, if that is representative of the rest of the album, that's going to be a massive hit.
Thanks, love mate. It. I really appreciate
amazing.
That.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming in and doing that. And Stephen, on guitar, thank you very much. Oh,
no. Can you stay around 5 more minutes?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
yep.
No worries.
Okay,
yep.
Shannon Noah on Joy, 94.9. Murphy's Law this morning. You heard an exclusive there before. We only live once from Shannon Noel, the brand new one, and we haven't got a name for the album. That's right.
That's right. Yep.
Wow, that's going to be our next competition.
Well, I think for the listeners who would like to participate, you can send the Murphy's Law in your suggestions for Shannon Noel's new album.
All right. Now we've got a few questions from listeners. Peter from Richmond says, "What was your all-time favourite rock track ever?"
Ooh, wow, that's a good one. I think. I've got a couple. You know, Jack and Diane was terrific.
Now you're talking.
Living on a Prayer.
There he is.
And I love Sweet Child of Mine too.
Who doesn't like it?
All the boundaries there of rock, isn't he?
Fantastic.
Colin also sent through from Sunshine. He said, "What was the last flavour in your flavour saver?" Because we now know that that's gone.
Yeah. I think it might have been meatballs.
Fabulous. Jane from Berwick also said, "My son James thinks you're a rock legend. What?" Do your own kids think about Dad's job?
It's really funny because they sing like anything in front of their mum. They won't sing in front of me at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really, really gun shy. It's like a little bit like, so I don't know what they actually think, but I have heard my young blokes mention that I'm his dad.
That's good. So you're still at the cool dad stage.
The inevitable's coming. You know,
You can't stop it. Now, listen, Simon from Paran said, when are you going to perform for a gay crowd? He'll definitely be there if that happens.
Mate, whenever. I mean, we get lots of different people at my gig, so just come along to a gig because everyone's welcome.
Well, a couple of years ago, we ran an event and we made Jimmy Barnes do Disco Inferno. Are you open to suggestions?
Yeah, for sure, throw anything at you. 100%.
And we've had Angry Anderson.
Yeah, he did knock on wood. Amy Stewart. As long as you're happy, we'll just throw a track at you.
Yeah, no worries.
Play by ear, put some dancers, some strippers, the whole thing's happening.
No worries.
Maybe not Miss Universe, but...
Don't need that, but that's been done.
We could get Miss Candy.
It's been done. Well, that's about all we've got time for. Shannon Noel, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries,
And good luck for the album. Yeah. And you're doing a tour too.
We're doing a tour in September and doing some shows down around Melbourne. So
yeah. Oh, good.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
Awesome. Well, we will be there.
That's your chance to say tickets.
Tickets.
Okay,
so I wrecked that.
Yeah, great. We got the thumbs up. Promo team, yeah, thumbs up.
Yeah, no, right, well, we'll be there.
Okay, guys,
Shannon, thank you so much.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Murphy's Law, the only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.